through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim.
Morena, ke te pihi koe.
Oh, ka pai, how are you going?
I'm pretty tired because I haven't had a coffee yet.
Oh,
but that's
no.
On me. That's not on the good listeners or you good folk.
Hey, I also haven't actually had a coffee, so that's also on me.
So what happens when I'm quite on?
It's all gone. It's all gone to crap, Tess. We need you.
That track though, that led us in, was like the audio equivalent of a double shot.
Yeah,
Americano. I was like doing some fist pumping. I was amped. That was really good stuff.
This is the WWE hype music, especially for you, Tim.
Oh, I love that. Hey, speaking of which, you were talking about records that are getting smashed at the moment.
Yes.
Have you guys sampled the new Fiona Apple?
Oh my gosh, that has been
so
literally non-stop playing in our flat since it came out on Friday. Just every time go into the kitchen, someone's listening to it. It's great. It's 10 out of 10.
It is 10 out of 10. Lovely album.
Fantastic. What are we talking about in the media, Tim? What's going on?
Well, nothing good, as per, during these... I'm not going to say it, during these times. There was a thing called Media Palooza, which the official name was the Parliament Epidemic Response Committee.
Oh, okay. Media Palooza is it's known on the streets. Is that the one?
Yes. Sorry, Rachel, there's a bit of internet gremlins interfering with the call today. So sometimes I'm going to assume that you said the right thing, even if I did it completely, hear every syllable.
Excellent. Fair play.
This was a four-hour Zoom call that happened with representatives from all of the major media outlets, chaired by Simon Bridges. There were some other MPs and some academics there having a big old chat last week on Wednesday, just after we spoke. And basically the big takeaways from it is that everyone's super screwed, and the main culprit going forward, which everyone kept referencing, like, hasn't changed, is the fact that Google and Facebook advertising is drawing all of the dollars that normally would be going to New Zealand media.
Yeah.
And obviously that situation is doubly worse because they pay barely any taxes in New Zealand as well. So they're stripping out all of the ad dollars that would be supporting our local media and contributing very little to the local economy back. And it's left these media organisations in super dire straits, as we've seen the headlines keep rolling of staff cutbacks, so many redundancies, stuff announced a couple of days after NZME, which we talked about last week. Stuff then announced that there's going to be a 15% voluntary pay cut for the next 12 weeks, and the company's executive are going to take a 25% cut. That was, just a couple of days after NZME did the same thing. So basically across the board, everyone is firing staff and the existing staff are having to make huge cuts too.
Yeah.
And I can't stress this enough, the majority of people who work in media do not earn a lot of money.
No.
You get like the big famous people who are on a decent wicket, but there's so many thousands of supportive people who work in media to bring it out to everyone, TV, radio, film, everywhere, newspapers, that get paid absolute dog shit. So this is not good.
Not good at all, no.
Some interesting ideas got floated around, maybe like changing the tax treatment for low-profit media companies going forward. But it's just like the point that actually Duncan Grieve from The Spinoff made pretty well was that there's been a lot of talk and they kind of just need to start doing some stuff now. Like part of the problem we're in such dire straits is the Commerce Commission blocked the merger of NZME and Stuff based on the fact that they would lose a plurality of voices in the media, that there wouldn't be as diverse a range of opinions. But as I think NZME's CEO Shane Curry told the committee, like, they're already losing plurality, but it's because they have to fire people because they've run out of money. So it's kind of like the bad thing is already happening. That would have been the worst case scenario, but it's happening for an even worse reason. And now the effectiveness of a merger is sort of lost because they would have to do it in a hurry. So, the government's going to have to wear a little bit of that, of perhaps in retrospect making the wrong call on that. I mean, no one saw this coming down the pipe, but there was always pretty dire financial straits. Anyway,
it's all sounding and some bucket full of fluffies there so far.
Yeah, is it? Okay, well, I'll bring the mood up a little bit. So here's something. Stuff has launched a members contribution bit to their site, which is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You can support Stuff now. Readers are asked to pay $10 a month or $100 a year, or you can choose your own monthly, annual, or one-off contribution. It's the first time that Stuff have done that or have had to do that. if you're in a position to, you should support the media in New Zealand, because otherwise they might not survive anymore. And just a little update, because I ripped the absolute shreds off Paul Henry's upcoming show.
Very interested to hear what your thoughts on this were.
Yeah, I watched it because I felt like I really took a massive dump on him in the last media bit. So I felt like I owed everyone, at least watching the first episode of it, of Rebuilding Paradise. And
is that what it's actually called? Is that what the show is called? Rebuilding Paradise. That is the weirdest name.
I think the full title is actually Paul Henry's Rebuilding Paradise, but I'll try and double check that by the time I get off here. So look, not great, guys. Not great.
Oh, no.
The set is bonkers. The graphics looks like it was whipped up by a media design student after the first 6 months of a 3-year degree. Like, it looked like Squirt, which, if there's millennials watching, is the animated Penguin, show that was on Saturday morning presenting cartoons. It had that kind of aesthetic to it. And to be fair to Paul Henry, like, he's been a little bit stitched up. He's there just by himself in a tiny studio on a desk taking Zoom calls, essentially. But the programming decisions they've made were freaking insane. The first guest was Michael Hill, a man who is worth $320 million. And he was just talking about how his house burned down in 1977 for, it felt like half an hour. I think in real time it was probably 5 minutes, but that's a really long time in TV. Michael Hill's big takeaway, bringing all his expertise and years in being in business in New Zealand, his big takeaway was that retail businesses need to move into the online space. So welcome to the new millennium, my bro.
Oh, no.
It was just so crazy. It was like a parody because, my big criticism of Paul Henry having that show in that slot was that there was... It's just like every major fronting TV job, particularly in journalism in New Zealand, seems to go to the same face. And it's just some over 50, conservative opinion-wielding white dude. And it was like, here we go again. And there were news articles that were written in the Spin-off and in the Herald, I think, about how Paul Henry's woke now, so we've got something new to look forward to. And his first goddamn guest is a diamond millionaire.
Like, righty-o.
What the hell?
Somebody's just texted in, to be fair, the show is sponsored by Michael Hill, so I guess that's why he had the first interview. Is that true?
I did not know that, and I can't co-sign that. That is wild if true.
Wild if true.
I definitely had not. That's a huge blind spot if I hadn't picked up on that. Wow. I'll do my research.
I'll
give you guys a message.
Honestly, there's a lot to keep abreast of at the moment, Tim, so absolutely let it totally slide.
I'll wrap things up on this, though, because this is how they ended the show on Rebuilding Paradise the other day. Paul Henry ended the show, and to his credit, he had a chat to the CEO of Hospitality New Zealand, which is an incredibly important industry to be hearing from at the moment about how those workers are doing.
It certainly is, yeah.
But then he went to, like, looking at shitty Zoom backgrounds that famous New Zealanders have had while giving messages of support or being on meetings or something, which was like, okay, sweet, this is how we're using our time on TV. Very cool. And then his sign-off was to congratulate Yemen on one COVID casualty. And for those who don't follow international news a lot, which is totally fine, Yemen has been in a state of unrest and civil war for a decade. It is constantly bombed by the United States. Like, 50,000 kids died of starvation in 2017 when we most recently had statistics for it. They die of, like, cholera by the thousands, every totally preventable diseases because they're totally war-torn. And Paul Henry shouted out what a good job they were doing on COVID because there was only one confirmed case. It was just like, are you for real? What the... I was taken aback. It was pretty crazy stuff. Human Rights Watch has specifically called out how bad Yemen is going to be affected when the statistics do start rolling out for COVID. So that was an insane way to end an insane show.
A wild ride all around.
I probably won't be watching episode two, to be fair. I've got other stuff to do.
Fair enough. Oh, we've had some
TV's hard. TV's hard. Live TV is really hard.
Live TV is really hard. That is very true. We have had some follow-up texts. Apparently, Millbrook sponsors the show, which is owned by Michael Hill. Two different BFM listeners have texted us in, just so everyone knows that's where our fact-checking is coming from right now. But we will Google it as well, I'm sure. Hey,
that seems crazy to me that you wouldn't have to put some sort of disclaimer on. Okay, well, there you go. That's how the media is coming to you these days, folks. It's just millionaires buying shows and then having a chat to you. Terrifying dystopian vision of the present.
Hey, thank you so much, Tim. It's a bloody pleasure, as it always is. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll try to stop bumming you guys out. I'll bring some happy news next week, I promise.
Hey, you don't have to make the news. Just reporting on it. It's all good. Hey, cheers, Tim. We'll talk to you again next week, though.
See you guys. Take care.
See ya.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. And